Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling a constant change in life. We're focusing on how to navigate it effectively in the world around us. This episode is all about navigating change. Let's get into it. The only thing constant in the world and in life is change. It's a cliche, but it's so true. Change is a constant part of life. So let's explore that. It's a part of the human experience. This episode isn't about resisting change or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about developing the skills and the mindset to navigate it with grace, resilience, and adaptability. We're gonna get real and raw about the anxieties and the experiences that dealing with change can bring into our life and how to embrace it as an opportunity for growth and transformation. We'll explore the different types of change we encounter, discuss the common challenges of navigating change, and unpacking several strategies for adapting, thriving, and finding stability amidst the constant flux in life with change. We'll be honest about the discomfort and fear that change can evoke, but also celebrate the immense potential for growth, learning, and new beginnings that it offers. So I want to just explore and unpack what kind of change are we referring to. It could be personal, whether that's job changes, relationship shifts, moves, health changes in your life, or just general personal growth. It could be social changes, changes in social norms, political landscapes, culture trends. Those all affect us as a part of any other thing in our life as well. It could be environmental, climate change, natural disasters. There are so many wildfires and things going on in California, and it shifts in the natural world. So those things affect us. It could be through technology, the different advancements in technology and how they impact our daily lives. It could be global, the pandemics, economic shifts, international relations. So there are so many things that can impact us when it comes to change. So I want to unpack, why is navigating change so challenging? And there are so many things that could, you know, contribute to that, whether that's fear of the unknown. We often feel anxious when it comes to things that we can't predict and, you know, we don't have the knowledge of. So that's a part of it, definitely for sure. Fear of the unknown and losing control, that loss of control, that change can make us feel like we've lost control of our lives. So especially for the control freaks in the world. So that's something that triggers that level of anxiety when it comes to change. Another one is disruption of routine and comfort. Change disrupts our established routines and force us to do things out of our comfort zone. Also, here's another one, grief for what was. Even positive changes can involve a sense of loss for what you're leaving behind. So, you know, let's say you decide to move on or move to a new city that you always wanted to live in. It doesn't mean that because you're experiencing something positive that you won't like mourn the loss of where you're moving from. Or if you get a new job opportunity, you may have that grief for missing what you're leaving behind. So all of those things are taken into consideration. So that's a part of it. Grief for what was. Another one is resistance to letting go. We may cling to the familiar even when it's no longer serving us. That's another thing to unpack for another episode, but resistance, fear of letting go. So I want to go over some practical strategies just for navigating change effectively. The first thing is acknowledge and accept your feelings. Be honest. It's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to feel scared or uncertain about changes. Focus on what you can control. Don't focus on the things that are out of your control. It will just drive you crazy. Identify the aspects of the situation that you can influence and take action there. So focus on what's in your power. Practice mindfulness and be present in the moment. Bring your attention to the present moment. That can help reduce anxiety about the future. So don't let your mind wander. Stay present in the moment. And develop a strong support system. Connect with your trusted friends, family, or mentors who can offer you support and guidance. And build resilience. That's a part of dealing with change. You have to build that resilience and develop coping mechanisms for dealing with stress and uncertain times. Focus on learning and growth. View change as an opportunity to learn new skills and expand your horizons. That's so critical, especially in today's time with the world changing and evolving so much. In this country. So practice self-care. Prioritize your physical, emotional, and mental well-being during the times of transition. No matter what's coming up, no matter what society has, you know, in store, remember to take care of yourself. Your self-care matters. Your self-love matters. So take care of you and find that proper balance. And another strategy is embrace flexibility and be adaptable. Be willing to adjust your plans and expectations as needed to adapt to the change in your life so that you have that level of flexibility. And seek professional help if needed. A therapist or a counselor can provide valuable support and guidance during your difficult time and transitions. And if you don't feel that you're into therapy, that's okay. Everyone has their own thing. Talk to a trusted friend. Talk to a loved one. Get a coach. Get a mentor. Whatever your comfort level is telling you. But if you are going through something and you're having a hard time adapting and coping with change, don't do it alone. Seek out others that could be there as a form of support system in your life. You won't regret it. With so much going on in the world, change is one constant in our ever-evolving world. From different things that shift our global economics to subtle transformations of our personal lives, the ability to navigate change has become an essential skill for survival and for success. But yet so many people feel a level of fear. Change evokes feelings of fear, uncertainty, and resistance. Why is that something so universal can feel so unsettling? Because it provoked those emotions. And the answer lies in our deep-seated need for stability and predictability. Change disrupts the familiar, challenges our assumptions, and forces us out of our comfort zone. But what if we view change not as an adversary to be overcome, but as an opportunity to be embraced? What if the discomfort of transformation is precisely what propels us towards growth, innovation, and a deeper understanding? So this podcast today is all about navigating change in a world that seems to accelerate with each passing day. It's a roadmap for turning, you know, this opportunity and this uncertain time into clarity by blending timeless wisdoms with contemporary insights. It's giving you the tools that you'll need and strategies to cultivate, to adapt, to thrive, and lead in the face of change and adversity. So we will explore those forces, you know, that empowers you, you know, whether that's things through technology advancement, shifting the culture norms, to personal transitions. It's all unexpected life events that propels us to feel a certain way. So along the way, we will uncover the mindset that you need to adapt. We talked about being adaptable and the behaviors that enables resilience, because resilience is what carries you through when dealing with change, creativity, and also being intentional with your actions. So you'll understand, like, you know, how to cope with adversity, how everyone is navigating that. Everyone sees it differently. Everyone feels different when it comes to change because we're all individuals. So something that triggers me may not trigger you. So that's understandable. So keep in mind that it's all love and it's all inspiration, just to reflect on the courage and the things you need and the mindset and being curious when navigating different changes in life, whether that's through a career pivot, different things going on in society, or just seeking to build a more adaptable mindset. This is your call to action for that, because change shouldn't be something that's scary, the unpredictable, the unknown, but to a lot of people it is. So one of the things that you have to do is focus on how you're perceiving what's going on and seek additional resources. It's not about avoiding change or controlling it, because it's going to happen regardless. So learn from the change and how you react and move forward and adjust yourself accordingly. Pivot. It's a ride that you're on, and just understand that you want to ride the wave and be graceful as you embark on this journey. Remember that change is not the end of a story. It's a new beginning to explore a new dynamic. So shift your thinking and shift how you're perceiving and reacting to change, because that attitude and your mindset is going to be how you survive and how you come out on top in the midst of a changing environment and a changing situation and a changing world that we're living in. So take a moment to reflect on what we unpacked today regarding navigating change. It's not about, you know, not feeling the fear and anxiety. I want you to acknowledge those feelings, but I also want us all to reflect on ways that we can cope better with those feelings, whether you're feeling afraid, whether you're feeling anxious, whether you're feeling anxiety, whether you're feeling overwhelmed. Acknowledge those feelings. They're real, but also come up with solutions and coping mechanisms and things that you can do to make you feel more calm and relaxed and at ease. Incorporate those into your self-care routine, practicing mindfulness and meditation and being present in the moment, because change is constant and it's going to always be a part of our lives as the world continue to evolve. And it's things that we cannot, you know, predict. So understand that exploring the truth, there's so many things that are out of our control, but you want to examine your reactions and how you're reacting to the shift in the world, whether that's through, you know, different technology changes, different political changes, environmental changes, praying for all of the people that were, you know, still in California dealing with the wildfires. That's just like a scary, uncertain time. So we're not trying to pretend that those things aren't happening, that all of these things are taking place. What you want to do is have a level of empathy, have a level of understanding, but most importantly, have resilience and courage so that you can navigate these uncharted territories with grace and dignity, and just having a level head and a sound mind. So I hope these strategies to adapt and build resilience and just be intentional with how you're conducting yourself and embrace change. It definitely requires courage, the courage to let go of what no longer serves you, to question assumptions, and to step into the unknown, because unknown is a part of change and it demands curiosity. It demands a willingness to explore new perspectives, to learn new things, for yourself and from others, and to find creative solutions to just embrace challenges. But most importantly, it's a call for connection to ourselves, to our communities, and to the larger world. Change at its core is a deeply human experience. It reveals our vulnerabilities, it tests our strength and endurance, and it often surprises us with our own capabilities for reinvention. So by approaching change with a sense of agency and purpose and being intentional, we can transfer those uncertain times into possibilities and fear into action. So as you move forward, remember that navigating change is not about perfection or having all of the clarity in the world, because it's something new and it is the unknown. It's about progress, it's about adaptability, and it's about the ability to find meaning in every step of the journey. Trust that you have the tools and wisdom to face whatever comes next, whatever's coming your way, and that every challenge carries within it the seeds of opportunity. So in the world that's defined by transformation, that lets us choose to define how we're going to react. So let's define that we're going to be resilient and we're going to embrace the new, and together we can shape a future that's bright, that's full of promises, because you have the ability to focus in and understand and get a better understanding of your new normal and adjust to change. So move forward with confidence, curiosity, and a deep sense of purpose, ready to navigate all of the changes of current change with grace and determination. Have confidence, have faith, believe in yourself and all of your capabilities, and remember, don't let fear control you. Don't let fear overpower you. Don't let fear of the unknown and uncertain times, and don't let the global changes and the political changes shift you. Stay grounded, stay determined to navigate this new normal with grace and dignity, because change is not something to be feared. It's an integral part of our life. So by developing the skills and mindset to navigate it effectively, you will not only survive, but you would thrive and just continue to grow in the constant flux of change and adversity. Remember that. So take a moment to reflect. What changes are you currently navigating in your life? What strategies are you using to cope? What opportunities for growth can you identify within these changes? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, change is a definite part of life, so embrace it, learn from it, and use it as an opportunity to create a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.